It's time for Tales of the Stupid. Have you noticed the ref has not smiled once tonight? She's mad at us. I think we've yelled too much into the mic, and we're just giving her. We're making her work. She's not happy.
She looks tired.
What did you do this week? That was the most brilliant mime I've ever seen. I think she was walking in the wind, or it's a, or trying to get out of a box.
She's doing something with her hands. Oh, that's not nice.
All right. I'm definitely starting this one off.
I really do think that we're going to have to call this Tales of the Stupid Punch in the Face.
Yep. Last Saturday, your old pal Uncle Dak is working at the hotel that he's at these days. It's about 3:30 in the morning when in walks a rather drunken patron from the Sports Club. Surprise, surprise. Now, this guy comes in, wants a room, dickers over the price quite a bit with the desk clerk, finally accepts what he's going to get. Desk clerk writes up the room, tells him the room number, and it's on the first floor. I don't want the first floor. Don't you have anything else? Now, yes, we did, but whenever somebody is this drunk, we always put them on the first floor because we've had too many problems where out of sight means, you know, what's the line? When the cat's away, the mice will play. Mm-hmm. So we like to keep them where both the desk clerk and myself and anyone else can kind of keep an eye on them. So we told them, no, we didn't have anything. All we have is the first floor.
Yeah, because you don't want them to have an elevator key. Basically,
well, no, you're yes and no. I mean, you can get anywhere in the hotel with your room key, practically, but it's more to the point that we find that if they get too out of hand right away, we can hear them. Yeah. We're right there. We can deal with it before it becomes an issue for other clients. Yeah. Also,
what do you mean you don't have a pool?
Yeah, yeah, that was a great one. You were there for that, but anyhow, so. He starts arguing. Then his girlfriend shows up. She's drunk, too. And she proceeds to go off about, well, she's not staying on the first floor. And I guess seeing perhaps his chances of getting laid that night, slipping away out of his tiny little dick's hands, he began to get even more irate with the desk clerk, demanding and claiming that, by the way, he and his girlfriend were both Indo-Canadian, and claiming that the only reason we were putting him on the first floor was because he was brown.
So he immediately goes to the race card.
He plays the race card, yeah. All and right. It had nothing to do with his race. It had to do with him being a sparkly-shirted, drunken idiot.
Douchebag.
Douchebag.
Douchebag. I fucking love that song right there.
Thank you. So, he continues to get like more and more irate. I'm thinking, I'm just sitting back on the sofa watching all of this in the lobby, and I'm thinking, okay, desk clerk is handling this well. He's also training a young girl this night, and so it's a good opportunity for her to step in and basically kind of learn the skills of handling a drunken patron. So I'm just holding back. I mean, you all know me. I'm more than happy to jump in at any time. But
yeah.
So I'm just holding back for a bit. And finally, she begins to insult the hotel. At that point, the desk clerk has enough, and he's like, okay, look, forget it. Thank you. If you don't want to stay here, you don't have to stay here. And he rips up their sign-in sheet.
Yeah.
And at which point, she becomes really irate, you know, insulting the desk clerk and the hotel again. Like, not just the hotel. Now she's even insulting the desk clerk. And he's had enough. So he goes, you know what? Just get the hell out. Well, douchebag places both hands on the counter and tries to leap over the counter at the desk clerk.
But he's drunk.
Yeah. Well, I have said this before. I move pretty fast for my size. So I'm across the lobby, put an arm on him, and I just scoop him off the desk. I don't really hurt him. I don't put them on the ground. I just basically scoop them off the desk and put them back down on the ground and stand in front of them. Because you put a wall in some front of most people, they're going
to
calm
down. Well, he's now paying attention to you.
Yeah, he's not going to attack the desk clerk. He's going to just deal with me. And so I'm like trying to talk to him to calm him down. In the 25, 30 years I've been doing this, I have never seen somebody go from 0 to 60 that quick. There was no acceleration. He was worked up to be yelling, but he went from when he saw me to literally, it wasn't just into a fight. It was screaming in my face completely without any control of himself. Mm-hmm. So I start, put my arms out.
You see that whole wide-eyed...
Well, his eyes
he's
were...
He's like no
his,
longer home kind
yeah,
of look.
Yeah, exactly. His eyes were so dilated, I'm certain he was on something other than booze.
Yeah.
So I put my arms out and I start
walking... Probably Coke.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. So I start walking him towards the front door, towards the exit door of the lobby. Now, I'm not pushing him, I'm just hurting him. If you step into somebody's personal space... 9 times out of 10, they're going to back up because there's this kind of instinctual behavior with we want to keep our personal space, especially if they'll try to bump you at least once or twice. And if you don't give and you just keep moving forward, they're going to back up. It's called, I can't remember the term for it, but essentially it's taking control of the position.
Yeah.
And that's what I do. And you can even see me on the camera doing this, just with my hands up, no hands on them. Finally, after I get him back about 10 feet, he tries shoving me. I put both hands on his shoulder, and I just start walking backwards. And so he's now trying to plant his feet, but I outweigh him by about 100 pounds, and I have about a foot and a half on him. So he's, like, literally being slid back. Yeah, it's literally a cartoon at this point where you can literally see the cat claws on the floor as he's being pushed back. I get him almost to the door when he tries to take a punch in my throat. He misses and hits me high in the sternum, which, you know, you got so much bone up there, you could punch
a
guy.
He basically just flat-palmed your sternum.
Yeah, and which was nothing. So I'm like, oh, we want to play that game. Okay, now it's on. So I gave him a chop right in the throat with the crook of my hand between my thumb and my forefingers. And when I did that, needless to say, he goes flying back about 8 feet. He goes through the door.
Stumble.
Yeah. Now, the doors are sliding doors at the front of the hotel. And when he went through the door, he popped the door off its hinge. Now, the sliding doors are designed so you can always push out in case they're closed, they lose power in an emergency or something.
They'll come
like that
out of the tracks and swing
and they'll just pop open and swing open. Now, it has been so long since that had happened, I forgot they did that. So I made the cardinal mistake. Whenever you're in a fight, never take your eye off the douchebag.
Yep.
I turned to look at the door because I thought he had just ripped the door out of the frame, and I felt a little responsible because I was the one who shoved him. So I turned to look at the door.
Because you went to check the damages because you thought he was on the ground.
I know, I could see that he was back, but he was like, he had about 4 to 5 feet away from me. So I assumed I had
space
to breathe. He stepped in and caught me with the best right cross I've seen in about 10 years. Broke my nose, broke my glasses, busted my lip. Boom.
Yep.
So at that point, I can...
Dak gets angry.
Yeah.
Blackout.
Smash.
My eyes...
He got your Irish up.
Like, my glasses go flying, so there's nothing on there. And my nose, I can actually feel, is pushed over to the right, and I can actually feel it on my right cheek.
So your glasses are off, so you attack the blur.
No, at that point, I got really angry. And I remember exactly, because everything came into perfect clarity and perfect memory for about the next 3 to 5 minutes. And that was, you motherfucker. And I said it about that calmly. And he looks at me. His eyes, which were already big, went bigger. He did an anime, like, swing.
Oh, he didn't. Fuck. I just punched him in the face with my best punch, and he didn't fall over.
And he basically went, I don't have any trouble, buddy. Hands up in the air.
Too late.
Literally.
Literally. He was like, I don't want any trouble, buddy. And I went, come here. And he starts backing up. And I'm like, no, come here. He's like, no, I don't want any trouble. I don't have any trouble. I'm done. I'm sorry. I don't want any more trouble. And I'm like, no, it's okay. Come here. And so he's backing up and I'm following him. And at this point, he starts to like almost run. And I start, like, the hands go out. Pure Frankenstein's monster at this point. And I'm like,
running down your face.
Blood just pouring down my face. And I'm like, come here. It's okay. I just want to talk to you. He backs up. I finally get my hands on his wrist and I kick him 3 times hard as I can, just with a snap kick in the crotch. And all he does is bend over, pull away from me, turn around and running. The whole time I'm doing this, he's also screaming for his girlfriend to come because he's saying, cops, something in his own language, charge, something in his own language. So the word cop and charge were the only thing I could understand in everything he was saying. And pulls out of my grasp after I kick him. And I, like I said, I know I nailed him, and I nailed him hard because I could actually feel it through my shoe against like the center of his pelvis.
Yeah.
But I either missed his balls or he had none.
Well, coke does that to you.
And all he did is bend over, turn.
Yeah, I've seen guys on coke just not react to that kind of thing.
And he turns and begins to just run full tilt like this. Runs up the road right into the entrance right as the cops basically pull in. At which point I stand up tall and use the best voice I can get. And it's like, grab that motherfucker. Cop basically gets out, hand on the hip, get down. No, I don't have any trouble. Get down. So he goes down. You know, I'm good. She pulls him back. What happened? And I go like this, and she's like, oh, get in the car.
You're the one who's bleeding, so he goes to jail.
They ran the whole thing. They went and looked at the video, which unfortunately you can't see the punch. You can see everything else. You can see the fact that I had my hands up. You can see the fact that I'm leading him, but I'm blocking for the most part. But it's very obvious
that both your hands were in the air.
Both my hands were in the air, and I threw no punches. And I was in my right, as I was the client of the property,
yeah,
to basically for the owners to remove him. It's also pretty obvious that I'm speaking to him. I'm not basically a monster.
You're not wildly gesticulating like you're yelling at him or
yes,
anything.
Yes, I'm just basically very, very calm in my demeanor. I'm just very much in control of myself. He's not. He's literally, they said that
his arms... He's doing the flaming Kermit.
Yeah, literally, they said his arms and legs were all over the place. So I have laid a charge on him. The constable from the RCMP that I dealt with in the incident came back to speak to me last night, which was Saturday. And I don't know if I should actually be speaking about this, considering it's actually pending. But
you're just stating the facts.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the way it's going. So I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know if the Crown Council is going to seek to pursue charges. But I am doing
well,
that.
Well, they will talk if the charges will be. If they've decided the charges are dropped, they will actually call you.
Yes, I understand.
And talk to you.
I know. Like I said, at this point, the RCMP are going to place it to Crown Council, and it's.
So
up
he
to
probably
them.
Remembered you in the morning when he sobered up.
Yeah,
that's a good wake up, a hangover, and bruised balls. Awesome.
There's anything left of him.
Oh, I wanted to kill that guy. I've not been calm angry in about 10 years. It's like you really have to.
Everything becomes crystal clear.
Oh, it does.
I hope he does realize that the cops probably saved his life that night.
No. You know something? I wasn't really trying to hurt him. I mean, as much as I wanted, I was still in so much control, I never threw a punch. I mean, at any time, I could have punched this guy's lights out once I started going after him.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't. I was in control of myself, but I still wanted to hurt this guy. There was enough of my brain process to go, okay, don't leave any marks.
I reach for a phone book.
Are you sure you want to be saying this on under
recording? No, that's... That's what was going through his head.
I'm going to drag him back to the payphone booth.
There's no such thing as a thought crime.
Yeah.
You can only be judged for your actions.
Yeah.
Well, I know how you feel. I was the first one there after it all happened.
Yeah, I
saw what had happened.
By the way, the follow-up for this is before I went to the hospital, I reached up and straightened my own nose. Something I perceived to get 15 minutes of beratement from my doctor over. Because apparently I could have very easily severed the nerve ending to my nose, as well as done more damage in there. But the doctor was surprised at how straight I actually got it. And he was like, "You're lucky you got it straight." I said, "I've had a broken nose before. How many times? Four." And he's looking at it, he's going, "You've had four broken noses?" I said, "Well, this is the fourth." And he went, "That looks pretty good. Have you done it before?" And I said, "Once. But, you know, I was in boxing. I had it a couple of times when I was a kid. And I also had it a couple of times just growing up, just with the fights I got when I was a kid." So, yeah.
Yeah, you were free-flowing pretty good when I saw
it. Oh, yeah. Blood just came. I was hacking up blood for about the next 2 days.
Yeah, because it goes down the back of your throat.
Well, no, not just like that way. I'm talking my sinuses.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like, it trickles.
Yeah, I mean, I coughed up something that looked like it should have, like, eaten Steve McQueen. I mean, at some point. Yep, okay, so that's it. That's my tale for the stupid.
I've got it. We were all, me and Safeword here, were talking about it, and we figured we'd support you in doing our punched in the face while on the job stories as well. So, mine took place in a...
Yes!
Okay, so... There was the two guys, and I was in uniform. I was actually working, and there was a group of people. There was like four or five guys who were yelling at another like two or three guys who were all drunkenly in the lobby there. And I'm just watching it. I mean, they can talk, and I'm waiting for the manager to tell them to leave. And one of the guys actually goes and shoves another guy, and then I step between them, and I'm like, "Don't do that." And he goes to shove me. And I throw him in a front-facing headlock. Okay, and I pick him up. So his head's underneath my arm, and I just stand up straight, and his feet are no longer touching the ground.
Dangle, dangle, dangle.
But I'm worried about his... He's got like four or five friends, so I pull him behind into the pie-making station.
Yeah.
Like behind the register. So there's not room for... There's just room for me and him.
So essentially what you did is you had him back like you were holding a football.
Well, his feet were in front of me and his head's behind me, and I have him by the head. And yeah, and I just lift up. It's a guillotine headlock. Yeah. And I literally pick him up like that, and I carry him behind the pie station. I put him back down, let him breathe. And I'm like, "You need to stop." And then he starts like trying to punch me in the kneecaps and like going for the groin. But I've gone into a rail stance, so he can't reach my groin. And... I just lift him up again, and I put him down, and I'm like, "Dude, if I keep doing this, rather than going home, you're going to end up going to the hospital at the end of the night, so you need to calm down, or I'm just going to keep lifting you up until you pass out, so that's your choice, you can go home or go to the hospital," and he's like, all right, fine, whatever," and I let him go, and I shove him away from me, and then somebody grabs my shoulder from behind, because I've now turned around to let him go. And thinking that I'm going to get punched in the back of the head, I turn, and it's one of the guys that was on the other side of the group who wanted to see what was happening, wanted to make sure I was okay.
Yeah.
And then you get that moment where you're like, I did something stupid.
Yeah. When I turned and looked at the door, I
it's exactly the same moment. I'm like, and so I turn around as I'm lifting my hands.
Uh-huh.
And he nails me right underneath the orbital, like right on the cheek, rocks my head back. My rest of my body doesn't move. My head goes back, goes forward, and I see him reach back. And he reaches back behind him. I guess he did that for the first punch. And just haymakers it. So I bring my hands up to cover my cheeks, and I headbutt his fist as it's coming in. I break one of his knuckles and dislocate the other finger.
Nice.
You used your face to break him.
Literally. And it's like, wham! And then at that point, I take a step forward, and his four buddies tackle him before I can get to him. And they literally pick him up by each of his four buddies has a limb, and they carry him out of the dunes before I can get to him. Okay, and I'm just standing there.
Confused.
But and apparently, the waitress there, we all know all the waitresses there, she's like, "You didn't look angry. Your facial expression didn't... He punched you in the face. Your facial expression didn't change." Like, I blinked. And she's like, "Let me see your face." And there's like a red mark underneath my eye. And there's like a red mark above my eye. And that's it. No bruising, nothing. And everyone in the restaurant's just like... There's no conversation, nothing. They're just looking at me. And I'm like, "Carry on, eat. It's okay, I'm fine." And
there is a superhero.
And then
everyone,
and then the head waitress starts laughing. And I'm like, "What's so funny?" And she's like, "Look outside." And this guy's getting gang beat by another four guys. I guess his friends let him go, and then they just went. They called him an idiot, and they left. And the and another group of guys, he just started fighting them randomly, and they just kicked the shit out of him. And then they left, and he tried fighting the cops when they showed up. And they beat the shit out of him.
And then took him,
and then took him away. And I'm just standing there giggling.
So the more
I'm guessing he wasn't coming there for the pie.
It's just, it was, it's just stupid. Joke, I get it.
Now, I think it's worth commenting that Cave Troll giggles like a 4-year-old girl, which is very unsettling given how big he is.
Motherfucker.
But it was just the fact that, I mean, come on. I was literally twice his size, okay, and I had already schooled him, and he wasn't that drunk. He really wasn't. He was the sober one of the group.
Some people are just inherently stupid.
And why would you? I mean, you can find pictures of me on Facebook, whatever. Everyone can take a look at me. Would you walk up to me and randomly punch me in the face? If the answer is yes, you are either highly trained, stupid, or just Irish.
For the final. It's
like, yeah.
I'll end it this way.
They come to me to die. Why do they come to me to die? But yeah, so that's my, like, oh, I'm about to be punched. You know, it's,
you know,
that's,
you know, even from, as you do it, you know you've done wrong.
Yeah.
You think to yourself.
It was, and it was my fault.
You,
for
think,
the,
you, as, you think to yourself, what the fuck am I doing? You have
I
that
know
moment
better.
Of clarity.
Yeah. Pretty much.
All right.
Yeah, and then there was, and I just actually remember this. This was the last week I was working for that company.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how fucked is that? The last week I was working with this company, I get hit in the face.
I knew one incident where I saw somebody who had gotten through his whole career with a company, hadn't been injured, and got, like, needed stitches at the end of his shift on his last shift at the last night that we were working.
Well, you dropped your guard.
Before he think, well, no, it was a 13-year-old girl. She broke a plastic ukulele over his head.
Now that's a way to end a career.
Gone, you know,
it would almost be worth it.
Go ahead.
Anyways, I was working at a site that we got at a strip mall, and I was just doing my rounds, driving around, and it was during the rodeo.
Yeah,
yeah, rodeo,
yeah, because the guy had a cowboy hat on. Yeah, oh yeah.
A cow fucker?
Yeah, pretty much. I was driving around.
What is it about exactly about cowboy hats and douchebags?
Don't know.
It's like sparkly shirts. It's the costume. I think it's just it brings it out.
They just need to be fabulous.
Bedazzled cowboy hat. Could you imagine?
Not really.
Oh, stop.
Now I can.
Thank you.
This imagination has performed an illegal operation.
Anyway.
Operationally controlled.
Okay, go on.
It's as shiny as unicorns fisting kittens.
Okay, can I finish before I laugh too much?
Like, yeah,
I need to get the story out. Anyway, I was driving through the parking lot, and there was this, of course, black Ford F-150. Yeah, a little bit jacked up. Not too bad, but, you know, still jacked up. There were three guys drinking. One guy with a cowboy hat, and then two, like, really small guys. I guess they were his friends. So I go up and ask them, you know, stop drinking, please. You can't do this here. It's illegal.
Yeah, you're just in the middle of a parking lot in front of a Tim's.
Yeah, at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
So the two little guys are like, oh, yeah, no problem. They look like normal guys. No douchebag wear on whatsoever, and they're hanging out. So this one guy with the cowboy hat looks at me. He's like, fuck you. What? And his buddies were like, what? They looked at him like, what? And I hadn't gotten out of the car at this point. And he's like, well, fuck you. I can do whatever I want. I have rights. So I got out of the car. Now I dwarfed the two
humans
little
have
guys.
Rights.
Yeah. Now I dwarfed the two little guys, and the other guy was about 6 foot, but about
so
100.
You have like 3.5 inches.
Or
yeah, and he was only about 150 pounds, so I had about 100 pounds on him too. And I looked at him, I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Fuck you! I have rights." I'm like, "You're on private property. You don't have shit." Like, I mean, I'm sorry to say, but it's you can't drink here. And then the guy just fucking loses it. Well, fuck you. I don't fucking bother. And his buddy gets in between us. Because I started yelling at him. Because I was starting to get irritated. Because it was
were
like...
Were you using command voice yet?
Command voice.
Command voice is when you speak with the voice of God, or the voice that God would use had he be in the room.
Really? Pretty much. I started to get to that point because I was getting really annoyed with him.
Yeah.
And I just told him, I ended up telling him just to fuck right off, which probably didn't help matters.
You
want to
see what a command voice is like? Watch Full Metal Jacket.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyway, his little buddy, little friend gets in between us and is like, oh, dude, calm down. We're going to leave, you know. And they were all pretty much finished their beers.
Yeah.
This one guy had a bottle. And I could see it. And he only had like not even a quarter of it left. So realistically, if you were somewhat intelligent, you'd just chug it and drive away and everything would be good.
And then I'd call the cops for drinking.
Well, yeah, but...
I mean, that's the standard.
That's another story.
Yeah. And this guy wants to pick a fight with me about it. He keeps going off about how he has rights to drink on private property. So in the nicest way possible...
He's a drunk lawyer.
I called him a fucking idiot. You don't have rights on private property.
Yeah.
Well, when I called him a fucking idiot, he lost his shit. He starts screaming, yelling, blah, blah,
obviously,
blah, blah, blah.
Obviously, he hears it a lot.
Yeah. But, you know, so we were probably doing a bit of yelling back and forth. I probably shouldn't have kept yelling at him, but I was upset. I lost my shit a little bit because I was just tired of it. The cowboy hat didn't help. So, anyway, and he had cowboy boots on, too. Oh, yeah, and the belt buckle. He looked like one of your stereotypical city lawyers gone cowboy for the weekend. Yeah, he'd probably never ridden a horse or ever gotten dirt under his fingernails in his fucking life. But anyway.
Thank you for bringing in the class struggle, but go on.
his other buddy steps in because this time his other little buddy just kind of was standing there watching. I guess he found it amusing or something. But he finally got in the middle. He's like, dude, let's go. And the guy's like, puts his arms up and says, fine. So I did the same thing. I'm like, all right. And I stepped back and I churned a little bit to walk away. And I'm like, oh, wait. I did the same fucking thing.
I've been tricked.
And all of a sudden, wham, I got hit right under the eye.
Yeah.
And I looked at him. And his buddy was standing in front of me. And he looks at me. And his buddy came up to about my chest. So it was kind of... I walked through him.
did the Terminator walk?
His buddy had hit me and then backed up a bit as he thought... You know, he thought I was going to maybe fall down or something. And he's just kind of like... you know,
he starts doing the bounce.
Yeah, he moves back. But he does it in a way that... I guess he didn't think I was going to come after him. So I walked through his buddy and I hit him back.
Yeah.
And he was so... Like, I don't think the punch knocked him backwards, but he was so drunk that he tripped over his own feet. Kind of bounced off his other buddy and his fucking cowboy hat falling off and he fell right on his ass. And he kind of looked. It was kind of funny. And he just kind of sat there and like looked around. And then one of his buddies actually started laughing at him.
That happens more often than you think.
Yeah.
There is no solidarity for stupid.
No.
And I kept walking towards him, and then both of his buddies got in between me, and he had gotten up and started
yelling. Please don't kill him. We like him.
But eventually his buddies, like, they stopped, and they got the guy out of there. Well, I called the cops on him, obviously.
Yeah.
Apparently, they were looking for them. I know. Apparently, they had beat the shit out of some teenagers just down the street at the mall.
Are you fucking...
Oh. Well, they said three guys. One of them... had a cowboy hat, and they were driving a black Ford F-150. I'm like, really? So, but yeah, apparently the guy in the cowboy hat had gone and beat the shit out of some teenagers. Like, young kids. Like, I think he said they were 14
or 15. She tried the shit with you.
Did they catch them?
I don't know. I never heard back or anything.
Probably not, because if they had caught them, they would have called you back and said,
no,
so.
Actually, they don't.
They don't always. They do sometimes.
Maybe, like, 40% of the time, they'll call you back.
Well, he asked me if I want to press charges. I'm like, not really. Like, he didn't hurt me. I don't know if I hurt him. I hope I did, but I don't know if I did. So,
hope I did? You actually said that to the cop?
Yeah. And cop was laughing, too. He's like, you punched him in the eye? I'm like, yeah. And he fell over, and his hat went flying, and the cop's laughing. But, yeah, no, I didn't press charges. There's no point.
Also, you can add no sympathy for stupid.
No, because at that point, it becomes mutual combat.
Yeah, pretty much. He hit me, I hit him. I fuck it, whatever.
Yeah.
So every time I witness something like that, they always call me back and go, so, tell me, just how ridiculous were these guys so we can make their lives as miserable as possible?
You witnessed. I already gave my statement and was involved, so it's a little bit, a little different.
I guess that's true.
What a freaking... You beat up a 14-year-old.
That's what the cops said. They weren't exactly sure if it was them, and I don't know if it was because they said the three guys got involved in the fight with the
kids. And the other two seemed more rational than that. But again,
at the same hand, I dwarfed both of them like immensely, and they weren't. The one guy was actually somewhat.
Oh my god, alpha male. Okay.
Yeah, one of the one guy that was driving was actually somewhat sober, if you can believe that. Yeah, he had a bit of beer on his breath, but he wasn't drunk, so they weren't actually drinking.
So you maybe one of two things. Either they are complete and utter bullies.
Or the teenagers blew it out of proportion, and they said all three of them jumped in when it was just the cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Maybe they're embarrassed.
Yeah, I mean, you never know.
Yeah, that's
these things
true.
Always change through telling.
You know what? It couldn't have been too bad. He's never really heard anything about it.
Yeah. I know nothing in the news, nothing like that. Yeah.
Next. Who's got a good punch in the face story?
Unfortunately, I used all my good punch in the face.
No, you never told your shears, the garden shears.
Oh, no, tin snips.
Tin snips.
Yeah,
or whatever it was.
I never told that one. Okay, well,
same site where he got dragged.
Where I was dragged. Yes.
Same site where you had another injury there, didn't you?
Yeah, we're gonna
move it on.
Don't know if I had another injury there, but anyway. Same site, walking around, probably about 5:30 in the morning, half hour before my shift's over. A alarm's going off in a building, and all these buildings have internal alarms because there are apartments above. So
yes.
The only way you're going to hear them is if you're walking right by the damn windows. So I'm in there. I go over there. I open up the door. This skinny, cracked out looking little motherfucker comes running out. He's got a backpack and a computer monitor under his arm. I open up the door and he runs directly into me.
Hang.
Yeah, bounces off of me. I grab a hold of him, drag him out of the store, put him onto the ground.
Mayhem smash.
So sexy.
I'm more or less laying on his back, choking him at this point. But I didn't check to see that... what he had in his hand. He had a pair of tin snips that he had used to cut the cord on the computer monitors because it was a little easier than unplugging it, apparently.
Oh, yeah, but then... Never mind.
So he, he complains that he can't breathe. So, again, one of those clarity moments. As soon as I let loose on him, I'm like... this is a bad idea. And all of a sudden, wham!
He hit you in the face
upside the head with the tin snips.
He could have put your eye out.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're lucky, because I remember you just had a little cut.
Yeah.
It wasn't actually that bad.
It wasn't too bad. I had a bit of a scrape above my eye. It wasn't too bad. But at that point, I loosened up on him enough that he was able to wiggle out of not only his jacket, but... the undershirt and the other shirt that he was wearing.
You stripped him?
I stripped him, pretty much. Yep.
Oh, you dirty boy.
He got up and he tore off running down the street. And I called up one of the other guards that was working with us that night. And I said to him, like, so...
did you see a naked guy run by?
Yeah, if you see a half-naked guy running down the street, can you do me a favor and run his ass over while I call the cops?
That was Big T, too.
That was Big T, yeah. That was Big T. And he would have been more than happy to do that for me.
He would have destroyed him.
Oh, yeah.
He would have had a heart attack afterwards.
He would have sped it straight for us.
You know what I just thought of something? All three of our stories involve stupid people, but us also being stupid,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the same.
All four of us.
Honestly, if a person is prepared and properly trained, there's no reason why you can't defend yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
It all comes down to just situational awareness and making a mistake.
And all four of us let go of situational awareness.
Yeah.
I am totally guilty of that.
Yep.
You've seen me dodge like 300 punches. You've seen me dodge punches I don't even know are coming.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was the one that took them.
But I took my eye off of the situation, and that's why I got caught.
Yeah. And then me and Rudy showed compassion for a minute.
Yeah.
I don't have a punch. Mayhem. I don't have a punch in the face story, but I do have what I like to call the Day of the Living Stupid. Now, this was about a month ago now. I was taking the SkyTrain up to Falls Creek. I was going to go there for just, you know, a trial saber lesson, see what was going on. Now, it was an ordinary day up until the point where I got into Vancouver.
Did you say trial saber lesson?
Just seeing what they were doing for a class. That's
okay.
Yeah, he takes sword fighting lessons with my group.
Yeah.
Now, everything was pretty much normal until I got there. You know, your occasional idiot on the bus, and my girlfriend did some stupid things and threw a bag of flour at me, but that's quite minor.
A normal day.
That's normal?
Pretty much, yes.
Come on.
Now,
keep going.
When I got there, it was about 17 steps off the Main Street Science World Station when I realized something was wrong. They had released the gas and the stupid was out in force. There were these two Vietnamese girls so drunk they couldn't walk in a straight line, maybe 17 or 18 years old, who go to me, "You look like Harry Potter!"
Oh, now, fuck!
At this moment in time, I am wearing a three-piece suit and I'm carrying a sword over my shoulder. At no point do I look like Harry Potter.
Damn muggles.
Stupid is dispelled.
Meters later, three toy dogs are fighting each other over the middle of the seawall. I managed to go 200 meters. Yes. This is all within 75 steps of the SkyTrain station. 200 meters later, I am at the Plaza of Nations, which is a big outdoor gathering area. They hold concerts. There's this guy there running a little scam. He's saying his truck got impounded while he was watching the game. This was a Canucks game night. And he needed $12 to pay the remainder of the impoundment cost because his visa had just expired.
This sounds like a you problem, not a me problem.
That's my line.
I use it.
And apparently his buddy had disappeared and he can't find him. And
yeah.
Because he's around the corner doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just blow him off and I keep walking.
Okay, three stupid. Well, two stupid and a con man. Okay.
Okay. Now I get to where we're doing our little lessons. It's right underneath a bridge. I can't remember what bridge it is. I think it's Knight Street, but it's not important. And there's some boot camp people
Queensboro? Yeah.
Okay. And there's some boot camp people there. Now, they're, of course, doing the old tough, you know, mock army training things. And the three of us in...
By boot camp, do you mean real
army? Like the fitness boot camp.
Fitness boot camp.
Oh, God, those people.
Yeah, so we get there, and the three of us are dressed like we belong at a convention somewhere, to be perfectly honest. And then we start attacking each other with swords, and all of a sudden they get a lot quieter. And they finish up a little earlier than they usually do, apparently. A little bit of cowardice there. Yeah. And even the dragon boaters got quieter as they got near us. Louder.
Paddle.
They might be pirates.
I actually advocated that at one point. You know, we should attack the pirate. I mean, the dragon boaters. We have sabers. It's
prepare to be boarded. Arr.
I liked your dragon boots.
You ought to bring Captain Long for that one.
The plan got shot down, unfortunately. I was voted out, so I'm going to hold on to that plan for later.
Okay.
So the course ends. I start walking back. It's relatively painfully safe for this. This one woman I noticed was jogging there when I first got there. It's 2 hours later. She's now jogging backwards down the seawall.
Running backwards?
Running backwards.
Well, everybody's got to have a
hobby. It's how you get home.
She only knows the one direction. She's backtracking, okay?
She only knows the points of reference in one direction.
She's this 45-year-old spray-hung tan woman, so
Okay, Snooki in her later years is running past you backwards?
Apparently, yes.
Did you push her in the water?
Luckily, you were armed.
You should have pushed her in the water.
You had a saber.
At this point, I was just getting... There was kind of... I can't believe this anymore. I just keep walking and shake my head.
At least I'm armed.
Yes. So I get back to the intersection, to get across the street to the SkyTrain station. This is two people having a conversation between the cars. This one guy is leaning halfway out of a white car, yelling... But how he's on coke, life's much more interesting that way.
Is that a quote?
Yes.
I'm on coke and life's much more interesting now.
That is absolutely amazing.
Direct quote. The two people at the front of the car are laughing their ass off and have no idea what to do with their friend in the back.
10 minutes, okay. No.
And then he looks and he realizes me. And there's someone in a purple shirt holding a sword and he's on coke.
Well, that would be a little weird. I mean, you gotta admit.
I'm on coke and you look strange.
No. Direct quote, that's a nice piece, dude.
Oh, God.
And the car drives away. And I say out loud, and there's tons of people around me, that's fucked up. So I walk up to the SkyTrain, and the SkyTrain pulls up. It's after the game. This is the game where the Canucks lost 7-1. Now, the SkyTrain is packed. There's maybe a foot and a half square left for me to get into, and I just kind of say jokingly, any way I can get on? Only if you're not a Bruins fan. My retort, who are they?
You weren't lint. Well, you were. That's the only reason you weren't lint. Yes. Instantly.
Then I proceeded to stand on the SkyTrain using my fingernail to hold onto the lip of the advertisements to steady myself, because that's the only room there is in this goddamn SkyTrain, for the next hour to get back to Surrey Central.
You could have cut your way in.
In theory, but they have cameras on these SkyTrains.
Okay, go on. Keep going.
I get to Surrey Central. I go out. I walk down the staircase, and he grabs me by the shoulder. He tells me, "Have you heard the word of God?"
Oh, God.
Okay, this is a joke now.
No, it isn't. And he proceeds, he's one of the Doom Culters. He's one of the May 21st Doom Culters. It is June 7th.
Did you stab him?
I looked at him. I blinked. I blinked again. I shook my head and I went, and I walked away.
I would have been like, "Ah, I made fun of you on the radio."
And here's the thing. He yells at me, "Praise Jesus, embrace God's love." I stop. I reach up behind my shoulder. I see the cops. I stop. I put my head back down. I keep walking. Then I get on the bus. It's not over yet. I have no fears. There are three Frenchmen on the bus from Quebec.
Oh, Jesus.
Hippies. They are dressed like a Beatles cover from 64. Oh. The one guy has a fedora and a brown and yellow striped sweater. One guy has crazy hair that has been washed in forever. And the one woman refuses to make eye contact with anyone. And they are the three monkeys of French culture. The one guy talks to everybody and will be the most amicable person to face the earth. The one guy with the head is sleeping. And the woman just doesn't refuses to talk to anyone because you're not from Quebec.
Right. That's not that stupid. That's just... That's
snobby just French.
But they're trying to get to Penticton on a Vancouver bus.
That's stupid. Yeah. We'll go with that.
There we go. Okay. Is that it?
Not quite. It does keep going, but we're out of time, so...
We'll finish it now. It'll be a part one of... Yeah.
Night Day of the Living Stupid.
Yep.
Well, I'd like to thank you all for tuning in. Hopefully next week we'll have a full house, because God knows, yeah, we're missing a few cards with this deck anyway. Everyone, have a good night. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.